Ben Ishchai, Parshas B'Shalach. Ozi v'zimratya, my strength and my praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'yihili Yeshua. And he will be for me the Yeshua, the salvation. Yeah. Nearly b'shat d'shmaya, says the Ben Ishchai. Do you do it? It's known. Ayadei kriyat shema v'tefillah. Through kriyat shema, saying the shema, and tefillah, and davening. Anachnu mamshichim l'shchina, right? We draw to the Divine Presence, Orot Hamochim, the lights of our higher persona, our higher self. Shehem, Keta, the crown, that aspect of self, which is the crown, that above a person, represents his crown, like the soul is a crown of a person. HaChochma, his Chochma is wisdom, his Bina is intuition, his imagination, his depth. Harmuzim ba'ot lamed, which are hinted in the letter lamed. Shikol achat klula me'esa, that each one of these things is included 10. So Keter is 10, Chochma is 10, Bina is 10, you have 30. That's the gematria of lamed. Shehem lamed shotevet li. That's the lamed of this word, Vayhi Li Li Yeshua, that we just brought. V'gam mamshichim l'shchina, we also draw to the shchina, Orot Chamisha Chasadim, the Orot of the five Chasadim, the Chamisha Gvurot, and the five Gvurot. Chasadim and Gvurot, which come from Das, Min Hadas, from the Das. Das, we explain, Das is the concept, the connection of Chochmah and Bina, Ket also into that mikpashet that comes into the world. Harmuzim ba'ot yud de teva li. So there's lamed of li represents these three mochin, these three higher personas, and the yud of li represents the bringing of that higher persona into the world, which is das. V'zeh sha'ama, and this is what we say, ozi, my strength. Zu Kriyat Shema, she Torah Shebichtav. Ozi is my strength, which is Kriyat Shema, which is Torah Shebichtav, because the pasuk for Kriyat Shema is V'shinantam Levanecha, i.e., the machlokas in the Gemara, if Kriyat Shema is, if that pasuk is teaching us Kriyat Shema, or if that pasuk is teaching us, right, the chiyuv of reading Kriyat Shema, because Kriyat Shema is be'essence Kabbalas Malchut Shemaim and Torah Hainu Hach. They're the same thing, because learning Torah and saying Kriyat Shema is the same concept of Kabbalas Malchut Shemaim. Shenikrat Oz, Torah is called Oz, the strength of a person. V'zimrat Ka, right? What's Zimra? Zimra is the singing to Hashem. That's singing Zu Tefillah. That's davening. That's prayer. Ha'amida. Prayer is the Zimra, is the praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yudke. Haba Acha Kriyat Shema, that comes after Kriyat Shema. So now he's explaining this pasuk. U'bezeh, and when I have Ozi, that's Kriyat Shema, and then Vazimrat Ka, the tefillah of Shemona Esrei, ubezeh v'yehi li, that it will be to me. What will be to me? Sod otiyot li. I will then, through the Kriyat Shema, through the Kabbalas Ol Malchut Shemaim, and through the Zimrat Ka, which is the Shemona Esrei, the Zimra of Yudke, because the Yudke represents Chochma and Bina, that comes to a person through his tefillah, his Shemona Esrei, his mashlim, his mochin of Chochma and Bina, right? Shem Orot Keta, Chochma and Bina. This Li, which represents the three upper personas, Keta, Chochma, Bina, and the Yud, which is the Pashtus of the Chasadim of Gvurot, the Das in a person. V'Orot Chasadim V'Gvurot, which you said, right? When I, through my Kriyat Shema and through my davening, right, my tefillah, my Shemona Esrei, will be li, will be to me these three things, the Keta, Chochma, and Bina, and the Pashtus, the Chasadim, and Gvurot, of the Das, right? And that will be for me a Yeshua. It will be for me my salvation. Because when a person has that higher persona in self, he has Geula. That's called Geula. That's why we say we're so mich Geula Tefila, because the Geula comes to a person when a person has that higher persona. So the Geula comes to a person through his Shemona Esrei, because then he, through the Shemona Esrei, he gets this higher level of persona, which is his individual Yeshua, his individual Geula. Li Yeshua is Mispaz, the Gematria, Le Hashchina. Ki Yeshua, the word Yeshua, is Mispah Hashchina Im Hakolo. It's the word Hashchina with the Kolo. So let's work that out. We have Shin of Yeshua with Shin of Shchina. He of Yeshua with He, right? We have Yud of Yeshua with Yud of Shchina. We're now left with a Nun and a Kaf, right? So the Nun and Kaf is 70, and that's the Ayin of Yeshua. So it's the same Gematria. And we have one extra He, which goes with the Vav, so there's a difference of one. That's why we need Hashchina Im HaKolo, including the whole word, that adds the one, so we get the Vav and the He. V'hine Yedua, it's a known thing. Ki Arbahem Tikune Hashchina. There are four ways of the Hashpa of the Shchina, the influence of the Shchina, of the, right? Shehem Nikrat Mita, the bed, Shulchan, the table, the kise, the throne, this umenorah, and the menorah, v'zeh sidran, and these are the orders. B'tfilas avis, in tfilah of avit, mitaknim sod hamita, we fix this concept, this representation of the shechina, which is represented in the mita, the bed, right? Because nighttime is a time for sleeping. So that concept, that hashpa, that influence that comes in Arvid is fixing that part of the night. Okay, the time for sleeping. Hashpa of Shechina, which is associated with sleeping. That's the dreams that a person has. Right? Where his neshama leaves him and goes tachat, not the whole neshama, the high level of the neshama goes tachat, the kise covered, and gets cleaned up, and gets refurbished, and gets put back into him. Ubepsuki de Zimra b'Shachris, Psuki de Zimra of Shachris, mitaknim sod hashulchan. It's a fixing, it's a hashpa of this concept called shulchan. Right? What shulchan? Pat Shachris. We have Pat Shachris, the concept of Pat Shachris. This is sustenance of the morning, right? That's Pat Shachris. So the davening of the morning is like the Pat Shachris of his soul. That's the shulchan. Ubiyotze Krichma, and in the Yotze, the brachas of Yotze and Krichma, Mtakim Sod Hakise. Sod Hakise, this represents the Kise HaKovod, the throne, right? Place where a person sits, right? Kivyoch, where Kodesh Baruch Hu sits, that's the place where he's Manhig, the kise of Kodesh Baruch Hu is an hagah of the world, the way in which Kodesh Baruch Hu is manhig the world. His kise means a place where a person is sitting, a place where a person, that's where he is, a representation of him. It's his seat, where he sits, where he is. You understand? So, Krichma and Yotze, the brachas there, that's a Kabbalah's Malchut Shamayim, that the place where we are is in our connection with our Creator. The Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kabbalah of His Kisei in the place that we are, i.e. we are representation of that Kisei HaKavod, we're representation of that Malchus, that's the Kisei that we're sitting in. Okay? That's a chair, so to speak. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochel has a throne, that throne is represented through us in our accepting of His Malchus above. Okay, ubetfila ha'amida, and then davening mitachnim sod ha'menorah, the menorah. The menorah represents Shechina b'Yisrael. So tefila ha'amida is omid lifnei ha'shechina. You're standing in front of the Shechina. The Shechina now is with you. Tefila shmona esrei is bringing the Shechina down into the world. Shore b'tachtonim, he's living with you. B'sod ha'menorah. Okay, v'zu hakavana, and this is the kavana. Shemechavnim oto afilu bnei adam shutim. even simple people. This is the simple kavana that a person should have when he davens his Shmoneh Esrei in these three aspects. V'yesh osim rishima b'sidu shalehem. There are those who put a little note in their siddurs, in their prayer books. L'chol arba tikunim haniskarim. In all the four aspects of tefillah, these four influences that are mentioned. L'chol echad b'mkomo, each one in its place. K'dei shelo yuzuzu mimachshavtam. They won't remove from their machshava, their thinking, this inyan that's happening at the time that they're davening. V'nira li l'ramoz, and it seems to me to hint, says the Ben Ish Chai, tikun ha-menorah, the fixing, the hashpa of the menorah, influence of the menorah, b'tchilat tefillat ha-amida. There's a hint to that in the beginning of the Amida, because it says, ki roshe tevot, the roshe tevot, Hashem sifatai, right? Ole mispa menorah, is the gematria menorah. Because Aleph she adni, sifatai shin is 301. Menorah is resh is 200. Nun mem is 90. And vav hey is 11. So that's 301. L'ramez shebetfilezu mitaken ha-menorah is hashpa of the menorah, i.e. shchina betachtoni, shchina in the world. So first we explain a little bit this concept of Keter, Chochma, Bina, and Das. So Keter is the highest persona. It's the rotzen of a person. It's inner rotzen. It's that part of his neshama which is chofef around him, which is around him, not penetrates him, has influence on him, but it's like chofef around him. It's above him, like a chuppa, right? And that's why it's a crown. It represents something outside the person. Throne. It represents also the Ket is that aspect of the sphere which connects you to that which is above you. So the Ket is connecting to your higher level soul. Through that you connect to your higher level soul. Then there's Chochmah and Bina. We know Chochmah is more the rationale, Bina is more the intuitive, and the Das is that which brings those aspects down. Ket in a certain sense is form of Das, it's a higher level Das, and there's Das Elyon, which is sort of Keter, very roughly. There's Das Tachton, which is the Das, it's Mafshi, that brings down the higher persona into the actual world. Okay? So those things mean. That means connection. So if I'm low level, that means I'm connecting my higher self to my basic expressions. The lowest of my expressions, right? But they all are an expression of my higher persona. Das Elyon is connecting the higher souls to the higher soul within a person. His Keter, in a certain sense, is Das Elyon, which is connecting his highest persona, that aspect of his neshama, which is well above a person, into his neshama, which is in the person. His or makif, his outer surrounding neshama, to his or plini, his inner neshama, which he's living with. That's the Keter. Keter is the place of that connection. That's why it's called Das Elyon, because it's the Das which connects the higher person, his highest level neshama, to his neshama, which is within him. And that's expressed by Keter, which is his deep rotzen, his inner rotzen. Now there's levels of Keter, there's different aspects of Keter, but that's all for now. Avis, like we said, Mita represents bed. Avis is time for sleeping, yeah? V'shoch b'chav kumecha. Tefillah Avis is Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, right? So the hashpa of Mita is always when a person's asleep, right? He's not cognitive. So this type is dreams, right? Mita is when a person's lying down, right? You lie down. So the only times in the Gemara a person's lying down is when he's eating. Animals in the form of lying down. Kumaskufa is man. So when a person, nighttime is a time when the person is at his most animalistic self. Mm. Why is that? Because his higher level soul leaves him. Mm. So he's lying down like an animal. His nefesh is only that which is with him, right? Mm-hmm. His higher persona then is going tachat kisei hakavod, and it's being replenished there. It's being
recharged.
Aspect of that day has been taken away from him. That nitzot of the day has been taken away from him and being set aside. And he's being like refurbished. He's being reconnected.
Yeah.
Right? And then he's brought back to his soul, pure, in the morning. Right? That's Elokai, Nisham, Nishnatatavi, Mode, Ani, Lefanecha. Right? Okay. That's the concept of Mitah. Then there's the concept of... Then we have Shulchan, which is Psuk de Zimra. Psuk de Zimra is basically the praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu. When a person praises a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? When there's praise, praise means a Hodah. Hodah, the concept of Hodah, is Hachna to something. Your sustenance comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, your Brocha. Brocha is Berech. Berech when you bend, when you're Moda. When you're moded to someone, when you're moded to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's when you get your bracha, your hashpa. That hashpa is represented in the shulchan, it's your sustenance. Your spiritual sustenance, just as the shulchan is a place where you get your physical sustenance. That spiritual sustenance comes with Psukei de Zimra. Then we have the kisei. The kisei, like I said, represents the kisei HaKavod, represents the malchus of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That malchus is represented in the brachas of Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema, which is the Kabbalah's malchus Shemaim. When I'm Mekabel Malchut Shemaim, yes? When I'm Mekabel Malchut Shemaim, I'm having the Hashpa of the Kisei, of Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? I'm connecting to that Kisei. That's the Hashpa, that's the influence of the Kisei. And finally, right, I have the Shemona Esrei, right? And the menorah, this concept of menorah, is the concept of Shechina V'Tachtonim. And I'm bringing that Shechina, which is Mul, your Omid of Melech. Melech is Malchim, Malchim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechina, V'Tachtonim. That's the concept of bringing that Hashpa of Shechina into the world, into my life. That's the Shemona Esrei. And that's the concept of the menorah. Okay?